Stonehenge, a novel of 2000 BC by Bernard Cornwell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. The Sky Temple. The gods talk by signs. It may be a leaf falling in summer, the cry of a dying beast, or the ripple of wind on calm water. It might be smoke lying close to the ground, a rift in the clouds, or the flight of a bird. But on that day the gods sent a storm. It was a great storm, a storm that would be remembered, though folk did not name the year by that storm. Instead they called it the year the stranger came. For a stranger came to Rath-Arryn on the day of the storm. It was a summer's day, the same day that Saban was almost murdered by his half-brother. The gods were not talking that day. They were screaming. Saban, like all children, went naked in summer. He was 6 years younger than his half-brother, Lengar, and because he had not yet passed the trials of manhood, he bore no tribal scars or killing marks. But his time of trial was only a year away, and their father had instructed Lengar to take Saban into the forest and teach him where the stags could be found, where the wild boars lurked, and where the wolves had their dens. Lengar had resented the duty, and so, instead of teaching his brother, he dragged Saban through thickets of thorn, so that the boy's sun-darkened skin was bleeding. You'll never...